To wait for us. Ah, we're live. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. It's 2 p.m. in the UK. It's 9 a.m. on the East Coast. We're going live on Facebook, YouTube, and the website. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
Right. We'll be with you as soon as the countdown clock is finished. And if you're watching this live, thank you. If you're watching the replay, then stand by to learn some German. Man, you learn some German if you watch live as well, but you can actually ask questions of Angelica if you watch us whilst we're live.
And of course, you can watch live and watch the replay if you wish.
Well, you could do it twice, yeah. No.
If anybody wants to hear us again, we're not stopping you.
Nope. And you could watch us on YouTube as well later. Okay, and we have our first viewer today, and it's time to take the card and do that. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen.
And welcome, everybody. Let's just go for this. Welcome to the show. And this is Say After Me, Ask Angelica, German Language Tuition, Idioms and Tongue Twisters for the letter U. This is season 4. Episode 22. Yes. Angelica, would you like to explain how this works?
Yes, well, season 4 is all about tongue twisters and all about idioms. And we've made our way all the way to you. And I have got 5 tongue twisters where the letter U is in there somewhere, or the extra dots on there with an umlaut. And I've got 2 tongue twisters. One is actually one we've done before, because I couldn't find one for the letter I, so I used it for that. So you'll get a repeat tongue twister, but in addition, I've got one with a letter T, which we didn't do last time. So we still got something new for Stephen to get his teeth in, which is important, really, isn't it?
Yippee, 2 tongue twisters. Let's hide that and come to our normal view, and we say a big hello to our good friend John.
Hello, John.
Is that Bothy? Hello, Bothy. Right, okay. Thank you anyway, John.
I think that E just sneaked in.
Okay, so we're going to get the phrase in German, then the literal translation, then our English equivalent. I'm going to read it out in German, and Angelica is going to correct my pronunciation. Then together we're going to try and work out what it means. And it's not always obvious, as we know. Right, so phrase 1 then. Phrase 1, Übung macht den Meister.
Yeah, Übung macht den Meister.
Well, starting off well, the pronunciation, all good. Right, so the master did well. Master did Übung. What does Übung mean?
Practice.
Oh, practice. Wait a minute. Let's go with the literal translation. Practice. Okay. So
literal translation.
Practice makes the master. So let's go.
But I think you can already guess what the English equivalent is.
I think I can. I think John too. And Roland's joined us. Say hello to Roland.
Hello,
in the right time. We're just doing the first phrase. The first phrase was Übung macht den Meister, and literal translation is practice makes the master. And all together now, we can all say what the actual English equivalent is: practice makes perfect.
Absolutely. And no background to the idiom, really, but in Germany, if you're a business and you want to have an apprentice, you need to have your master yourself. Only masters or Meister can actually have an apprentice. And of course, how do you get to be a Meister? By practicing.
Yeah. And in the weaving sheds in England, years gone by, I used to say learning with Nelly, to sit beside someone and just learn from what they did. Over to
Yeah.
But that doesn't make... Yeah, number one prize just arrived. Welcome.
Hang on, is that my number one fan or your number one fan?
It's your number one fan, Angelica. Let's be fair here. Nobody comes to listen to me speaking German or practice. I don't know. Right. Phrase number two. Unter dem Pantoffelstern.
Yeah, unter dem Pantoffelstern.
So to remain under... Roland, was ist ein Pantoffel? See if Roland knows. And is he going to go... He's going to go, oops. Not copper.
Well, that goes with the other text. Cooper. Oh, he's on about the Master yeah. Cooper.
Okay, so let's go back. And the cup...
The Cooper.
Right, so Cooper at Wadsworth Brewery is a master.
Yeah, and I think he is the only remaining Master Cooper. So I think he's the only person who can still teach people how to make a... how to make a whiskey barrel or any other barrels by hand.
Yeah, and
I've watched him.
Right. And they last a long time. They last a long time, don't they?
Yeah.
And then they just collapse. We had a half barrel that did well, but then just stopped. He's the only one.
He's the only one, see? Yeah.
Okay. Phrase two, we said unter dem Pantoffelstern, and the literal translation is was ist ein Pantoffel?
Wow. Pantoffel is one word for slipper. There are other words as well, like Hausschuh, which is like a house shoe, but Pantoffel is also a word for a slipper. So the literal translation here is to stand under the slipper.
To stand under the slipper.
Mm.
Right, okay. Our English equivalent of standing under the slipper is, well, it's nothing to do with feet.
No.
It's to be under the thumb. So, you can say that somebody is unter dem Pantoffelstern, and you'll be saying to be under the thumb. Okay.
I've read a little story from an area in Austria where still in the 19th century, they were suspicious. And so at a wedding, once the vicar pronounced them as man and wife, the newly couple would try and stand on each other's feet. Uh-huh. And whoever didn't succeed was supposed to be under the slipper for the rest of their married life.
Right, okay, let's hope the bloke had good balance. Right.
Luckily, that isn't the... They don't think that anymore now. And I've only read it about one area, so I don't know whether others do it as well or did.
Right, okay. So to be under the thumb is the English equivalent. Phrase three. Sie stecken... Unter einer Decke.
Ja, sie stecken unter einer Decke.
Okay. My pronunciation is good. My translation skills have just deserted me.
Well, not really, because the literal translation doesn't really make any sense anyway. So.
Right. Okay. Let's go with the literal translation then. And the literal translation is... They are sticking under a blanket.
Yeah. Now, I made it extremely literal because stecken does mean to stick, but it actually can also just mean they are.
All right.
But does that help you?
They are sticking under a blanket. Let's see if Roland has got this one. Oh, hello, Stephen. Long time no see. Welcome. Thank you.
That's good.
And Stephen saying, Guten Nachmittag, du Biden. Welcome. Okay, so the phrase, so we've got the literal translation, they're sticking under a blanket.
Or just they are under a blanket.
They're under a blanket.
Now, if I add the word together, actually, no, that gives it a bit of a strange meaning. If I give you a hint, imagine with this sentence, imagine two kids huddled under a blanket discussing things.
Okay, and we go to Roland, and Roland is saying, I need help here, Roland. I'm back. Good. Okay. We needed you. I needed you. Missed number two. Okay, we're going to do them all again, Roland. You're okay. We will go through them all again. But this one, German is so, sie stecken unter einer Decke, mm-hmm. which literal translation, they are sticking under a blanket. And I only got this in the month of Sundays. They are in cahoots.
Yeah, okay. That's what I said. Yeah, under the blanket, huddled under the blanket. Do you know, what should we do this? Should we do that? Don't let anybody else hear.
Okay.
You're not convinced.
Yeah, of course I am. Over to Stephen. Stephen is saying, I'm disposed of the grandchildren, not literally, of course, just for a couple of days. So apologies for the absence. Okay.
Well, next time he should just let the grandchildren listen as well.
Yeah, there's that. And over to Roland. Would never work that. I was clueless there as well, Roland. So no problem with that one. So phrase number four. Ich bring dich die Ecke.
Mm-hmm. Ich bring dich die Ecke.
Why the quotes?
Well, this is somebody is saying this to somebody else.
Ah, right.
That's what I've got it in quotes.
Okay. Because the German
quote. Direct speech. Yes, and it's a German direct speech, so the bottom, the first one is at the bottom.
I'm pointing at the screen. I'm pointing at the screen. It's not helping. I'm trying to point out the first set of quotations in the wrong place.
Well, I point to the screen, but you can't see it then either.
Right. Something to the corner. I brought you to the corner.
And it's not I bring you or I take you.
Right, okay.
It's round the corner.
Let's catch up. Would never work there. And over to Stephen. Stephen is saying, I'll take you to the corner.
I'll take you to the corner, or round the corner, which is the literal translation. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is good.
It's not a polite sentence where somebody says, come on, dear, I'll take you round the corner if you don't know your way.
Okay. I've just read what it is. It's akin to taking his jacket off and saying, come outside.
Is it? I don't know.
Well, a bar fight. Yeah. Right. Come outside and say that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right.
Yeah. Okay. And the translation is, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Where it might have been a bit more help if I had read it in the right tone, because, of course, it wouldn't be, ich bring dich die Ecke. That's a bit more like, I'll take you around the corner and then you can carry on going to the supermarket. It's more like, ich bring dich die Ecke, with maybe a knife in hand or anything like this.
Right. Okay, so we're on to the next phrase. I'm going to kill you. Okay.
We don't want to say this, but we need to be aware if somebody says it to us.
Or true. Phrase five, über den Tellerrand schauen.
Yeah, über den Tellerrand schauen.
Right, help, Stephen and Roland. Over the schauen.
Schauen is another word for sehen, to see or to look.
Look over.
Yeah, now what's a Tellerrand? What's a teller?
Sorry. Anybody help?
You had your sandwiches on it this morning or earlier on.
And a platter.
Oh, a quiet word was, I think, Roman's guess to the taking somebody around the corner.
Okay, yeah.
No, there's nobody there to help you yet.
No, there isn't. There must be a delay. Thank you for watching us live.
Well, so, teller is a plate.
Yeah, to look over the plate.
Is the edge of the plate.
To look over the edge of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got a comment coming in from Roland, which I'm not going to move for. Roland is saying, You're a bit slow on Facebook today. I possibly, possibly.
It's the heat.
It could well be the Wiltshire heat.
Yeah.
Doing it. So to look over the edge of the plate, and our English equivalent is to see the bigger picture. Look over
the imagine if you're just looking on your plate, you only see your dinner, your sandwiches, whatever is on there. But if you look over the edge, you can see everything behind, or the bigger picture.
Excellent. Okay. And Roland is saying, you're a bit slow. We hope I hope it's the video that's slow and not us. Over to Stephen, and Stephen is saying, I'm a bit slow at the time, especially when learning German. Thank you for the support, Stephen. Right, okay. Now, this is the favourite bit. This is what Angelica looks forward to. I mean, Angelica writes the five sentences and then gets the tongue twister and thinks, let's find a good one. So here we go. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to put the tongue twister on screen. You can say it at the same time as I do. We won't hear you, so it doesn't matter if you get it wrong. And I'm just going to take a second or two, because I don't read these beforehand. I do copy and paste them into the studio, but I don't read them. So,
but you have read this one before. And anybody who regularly watches the show will say, we've done that one already.
Okay. Let's go for it.
It's not showing the word.
Is
it's missing an eye.
Okay, because I copied and pasted it and I double checked it. In hang on, just a minute. Let's make a change here, shall we? Because we can't see the whole thing. We'll just go here, here, and make a change. Okay, so now we see it better. So in home,
it looks like such an easy sentence, doesn't it? It's quite hard to say. In Ulm, Ulm, und Ulm herum.
Which translates to, in English, in Ulm, around Ulm, and round about Ulm.
Yeah, so Ulm is a town in Germany.
Yeah.
And I used this tongue twister when we had the letter I, because I couldn't find anything with the letter I.
Okay, so let's just do one thing here. If I go here, just a minute. Just give me a second. Nope, not that way, that way. Gives you a chance to read it. Okay. So what it should say is in home, home, and home a room. Did better the second time. Okay, now a brand new tongue twister number two, because we've already that one before. So
yeah. And the next one is for the letter T, which I could have done last time, but we already had a nice one last time. So I thought we'd do it today.
Again, look at it for a few seconds and then just go for it. Right, glücklich ist der Tourist, wenn auf einer Tour ist und in einer Tour ist.
Ja, glücklich ist der Tourist, wenn auf einer Tour ist und in einer Tour ist.
Okay, happy is the tourist when he's on a tour or is eating on a tour.
And he's eating in a tour, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so the translation is, happy is the tourist when he's on a tour and eats on a tour. Okay. Let's catch up with the comments, see if we missed any. And 50 Shades of German. Thank you. Stephen's going to match that. I drove through all. Oh, right. Okay.
There we are. He's been there. I haven't.
And okay, comments a bit
slow. Roland will always see the bigger picture from now on.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
All right, 50 Shades of German. And we've got up to date with the comments. Thank you for all the comments. Appreciate it. Mm. We're going to rewind back to the beginning. And the German sentences will be read flawlessly by Angelica, and I'll attempt to do the English. So just give me a second. Go there. Oh, that didn't work. I want to get rid of that one. Oh, there we go.
Well, Stephen is still driving round and around Ulm. according to your...
You got going. Okay, right. We're back to the beginning now. So, Angelika, it's over to you.
Okay. Übung macht den Meister.
Literal translation is practice makes a master. And our equivalent is, Angelika?
Practice makes perfect.
Okay.
That includes with learning German.
It does. Phrase two.
Unter dem Pantoffel stehen.
Right. And the literal translation is to stand up or stand under the slipper. And our equivalent is?
To be under the thumb.
Right. Okay, some useful sentences here. Phrase three, Angelika.
Sie stecken unter einer Decke.
Literal translation is they're sticking under a blanket. From which comes?
They are in cahoots.
They are in cahoots.
They are in cahoots, yes.
Brilliant word. Phrase number four.
Ich bring dich die Ecke.
Well, I like the intonation on that one. That was better. literal translation is, I'll take you around the corner. And our English equivalent is?
I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to kill you, right. Phrase five.
That's strange. It's not showing all the words, but I can read it anyway. Über den Tellerrand schauen.
It is. It's just.
Oh, it's underneath. Ah.
Underneath. Okay.
Mm. Über den Tellerrand schauen.
Okay. And literal translation is to look over the edge of the plate, which means that we have an equivalent, which is?
Yes, to see the bigger picture.
Okay. And Roland joined us on that one. He can see the bigger picture now. So can Steve, no doubt. Right, my favourite part of the broadcast. Angelika, it's over to you.
In Ulm, Ulm, und Ulm herum.
Perfect. And it translates to in Ulm, around Ulm, and around about Ulm, and Stephen has actually been to Ulm. Okay, and... Tonfisch number two, Angelika.
Glücklich ist der Tourist, wenn auf einer Tour ist und in einer Tour ist.
Ist and ist.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And the literal translation is happy is the tourist when he's on a tour and eats on a tour. Okay, so let's get over to the comments. We catch up to date. And Stephen saying, I drove through Ulm, and then over to Stephen again. It's lovely, quite old. Over to Roland. Apparently, Stephen, that's the best way to go. Okay. And Alphonse, good to see
hello,
you.
Alphonse.
Nice to see you. Okay, so the gang's all here. We are here too. And we always enjoy getting together and learning German, especially when we have such good company as yourselves and we get comments whilst we're live. And makes a difference. Just so you know, what happens is after the show, the recording is downloaded and then it's uploaded to Angelica's YouTube channel. And it's got a cult following over there.
Forever.
Yeah, it stays forever. This is true. Right. Now, we've done the letter U.
Mm-hmm.
Next letter, of course, would be V. I'm just taking a flyer at that. But it's summer. It's actually arrived in Devizes. Can you explain what's happening next, Angelika?
Well, it's the next lesson is actually the beginning of the summer holidays here in Wiltshire. So I'm taking my summer break again, not completely from teaching, but a couple of things, including the Ask Angelicas. One of the reasons is also I need a bit of time to find idioms for the letter V. W, I think I may be okay. I don't think we will have an Ask Angelica with idioms with the letter X, but I don't know yet. The same goes for Y. And, I have got a really nice tongue twister for Z already, which Stephen can look forward to now.
Goody.
But there aren't that many left now. And I'm also started to think already what the next season will be. So I'm using the summer to put my thoughts together and prepare the next sort of sessions and that. And then we'll be fresh back to school in September.
There you have it. So that's, we'll be back in September. Last comment goes to Roland, who's saying bye, everyone. And bye, everyone, from...
Yes. Tschüss von mir. Bye, everyone. Tschüss von uns. Tschüss von mir. Tschüss bis September.
Bis September. Auf Wiedersehen. And tschüss. That's a wrap. Danke schön. Okay.